and more I read my Bible, the more and more I pray, the more I learn, the more I do theology better, and the more it dawns on me, and it's not even something I don't know or didn't know previously, but it's like being revealed in better and better light that we need to be so living with our own selves out of mind to the extent of focusing on God first and then others. And we know that. It's so simple. And we hopefully are hearing it all the time in our music and at our preachers and in our Bible studies. And we're getting that point. But if your theology, if what you're learning about God more and more isn't changing your heart to love others more and to serve others more, then something's missing. Something's going awry. You're not getting the point. It's something in me that this is my own conviction. Is it doing that? You know, I have a desire to teach others, and I have a desire for you guys. You know, this is why I started this. But am I willing to get my hands dirty? Am I willing to love until it hurts? Well, I don't know. And I pray that my heart is changed, and I pray that it is you know, turning from that selfish mindset. But you know, as you guys live your lives and walk this discipleship, I pray that you are focusing not on yourselves. That every day that goes by isn't just a focus of what makes you happy and comfortable. And I pray your churches are true and good, and that they're teaching you God. They're teaching you to behold the glory of God more and more, because that's the only way we can set our life application right, which life application in all senses should be, what are you doing for your neighbor? What are you doing in your family? How are you displaying the glory of God each and every day? And if to some of you that just seems really foreign and I'm just whatever, a Bible freak, well, I would really question, are you growing in your maturity of your faith? Because this isn't something that is an option. I'm not just giving you my opinion about what it means to be a disciple of Christ or how a good Christian should be living. This is biblical. Show me anywhere in the Bible where it says, make sure you focus on yourself to be a better person in the eyes of God. It's just not in there. When God is speaking to us, or, you know, when we're getting any kind of insight or a direction from God, it's right first and foremost to not only behold your God, but also to love others, to serve others. I just want to encourage you guys. I want to encourage myself. And I pray that we are praying for one another and praying for humble hearts to get our eyes off of us. Not only get them on Christ, but get them on to others. Let's love this world, because that's the true test of those who follow Christ, is you love others. Plain and simple. Love you guys. Bye.